So, our Holy Bible, our precious Holy Bible, how exciting is this book? In one word that comes to your mind, what is the Bible? So I planned for a word cloud here, like we do sometimes, but unfortunately that's not going to work today. So I want you to shout it out. So just raise up your hand and say the word. So I heard exciting. Our Bible is exciting. What is our Bible? It's a book about Jesus. Okay, that's correct. What is the Bible? It's a very long book. Yeah. Do you know how long? 66 books. Inside one book, Rose. Holy. It is a holy book. That's right. True. It is a true book. It is about God. It's the book about God. It's the book that tells us about Jesus and God's life. It has Gospels and Psalms. It's an interesting book. Hopeful book. Reminder. It's a good reminder for us. Good for reflections. Tool for reflections. A roadmap. I like that. Teaches us how to treat people. It's a wisdom book. It's a living book, right? I like that. It's a living book. It's a difficult book, difficult to understand. It's a huge puzzle, right? It's a book of answers to our questions. It's hard to believe. A love letter, right? Okay, well, before you start stealing my sermon, I would want to focus with you on five things, the B-I-B-L-E. Five words, and each one of them starts with a letter from the Bible. And the first one is B. So, this gospel reading that we just read this morning was about Jesus' encounter with Satan, with the devil, right? And there were three encounters, three times the devil offers something to Jesus, and Jesus answers from the Bible. Three times Jesus was able to defeat the devil, the evil, by words from the Bible. In fact, these were words from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. And Jesus memorized all these words, and he was ready when the temptation came. The first one was, "You're hungry, Jesus. If you are God, just turn these stones into bread and eat." And Jesus used the words of the Bible, and he said, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God." And then the second time, the devil tried again. And the devil said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off this temple, and God surely will send his angels to come and save you." And Jesus answered again from the words of the Bible, the book of Deuteronomy again, and he said, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." And a third time the devil tried. And this time he said, "Worship me. Worship the devil. Worship the evil ones. Worship all the worldly temptations and treasures. And you will have power all over the world." And Jesus again, from Deuteronomy, answered that you have to worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Jesus was enabled with power because of the words of the gospel, because of the words of the Bible, right? And all your words that you've said about the Bible are interesting and true. The Bible is a living word, is a roadmap, it's an answer to our questions, it's a way for us to live and live our lives. It's a moral book, it's a wise book, it's a holy book, it's got all what we need. But in these five words, let us see what is the Bible. So the B, And B stands for me for believe. The word believe, okay? So we do not believe in the Bible. We believe in God, all right? We believe in God, but we believe the Bible to be true, a true book. I won't go on more and more, but the Bible is not God. It reveals God to us, all right? The second word, the second letter is I, and it stands for me for the word inspired. The word inspired, the Bible is a book that is inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit led those writers to write those 66 books of the Old and New Testament. And these books are ours, and they are holy books, because of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. These books, the Holy Bible book of 66 books, is an inspired book. It's not a dictated, all right? Some religions have books that are dictated word by word. And so every letter and every word is holy, and they take it literally. We believe that it is inspired, not dictated. And so God does not live in a book. God does not live in a box. Sometimes we believe that God lives in the sacrament box, or the Ark of the Temple box. God does not live in boxes. God does not live in books. God lives in the person of Jesus Christ. God is living. And so the inspiration of this holy book from the Holy Spirit allows us to see this word newly every time. Every time we read it, it's a living word. And it's a word that is alive. It is a story. The third one is the B, and stands for a book. And some people call Christians the people of the book. We're not the people of the book. We're the people of the person of Jesus Christ. Yes, our Holy Bible is holy, but it's the person of Jesus Christ, the living word, not the written word, that is our God. And the fourth one is L, and it stands for love. And somebody said here, it's a love letter. I like that. It's a love story. The Bible is a love letter, is a love story. It's a book about relationships, and it reveals to us the relationship between God and people, and that is a love relationship. And it also reveals to us the essence of God, and the essence of God is love. And the last one is E. What stands for the E, you think? Well, I have two words here for you. The first one is end. The Bible does not end. The Bible is not an ended book. Yes, there are 66 books in it. The last one is Revelation, but it's not the end of the Bible. The Bible is an open-ended book. It's not an ended book. The Bible gives us a hint about God's self-disclosure throughout history to the people of God. But that story, that love story, continues with us. So you and I write the next chapter. The church over the ages has been writing the next chapter through our works and our deeds, through the way we live Christ in our midst. That's why the Bible, and that's my next and final word for the E, is effective, only when it's lived in community. Imagine with me a glove. You have a glove? An empty glove sitting here on the shelf. Is that a living thing? Is it good for anything? No. But when you put your hand in it, it is alive. That's the Holy Spirit inspiring us, inspiring the church through the words of the Bible to live and be alive. That is our Bible. That is the scripture. And so it is all the words you said. It is a roadmap. It's a living book. It's a love letter. It's all these words and more. It's the words that we live together, showing Christ's light throughout our life and the way we live. And so may we take that book as a holy book and live it, not just put it on the shelf. It is not made to be put on the shelf. It's made to be put in our hearts and to be lived in our lives. Thanks be to God for God's word to us. Amen.